Bad Girl by Allison Tyler. My ex-boyfriend and I used to play a game that seemed so naughty to me. I still blush at the thought. I'm sure other people have done worse. And I'm sure some folks will think it was nothing to feel guilty about. But to me, it was as if we'd crossed the line. Some line of decency. After we played this game, I would look at Paul with an expression of stunned satisfaction, pleased that we'd escaped a thunderbolt once again. It's not that we were normally tame. From the beginning, Paul and I had a fairly wild sex life. He was a teacher at a high school in town, and we made love on his desk after the kids had left for the day. He spanked me, he tied me up. We fucked in public. I sucked him off while he drove. I fucked him at his mother's house. At a Christmas party, he took my cup of coffee into the bedroom, came into it, and brought it back to me. While I drank, he stood across the room, staring, excited to the point where he could no longer make idle conversation with those around him. These activities paled in comparison to our brand new game. It started while we were on vacation in the northern part of California. He'd rented a stone cabin in one of those old-fashioned vacation parks. There were 12 other cabins in the resort, all carefully spread out beneath a scattering of redwoods, so that you felt as if you had the whole forest to yourself. Our little bungalow contained 2 beds, a small living area, and a kitchen. For some reason, and I still don't know why, I climbed into one bed and Paul climbed into the other. Maybe it's because it had been such a long day of driving. Maybe we're just playing around as if we weren't going to fuck that night, unlikely for us. I rolled over, facing the wall, and stared at the pattern of the stones. Several minutes went by before Paul stood up and lifted the covers on my bed. As he climbed in next to me, he said, "Shh, Angel, we don't want Mommy to hear." I froze. This wasn't our normal type of game. When we did S&M, he would talk dirty to me. He might say, "Lisa, you've been a bad girl, haven't you? Bad girls get spanked. Hold on to your ankles and don't you stand up. Don't you flinch." He was the dominant, but he was always just Paul, my handsome boyfriend. If I played the role of a younger me, I was still me. "No," he said, "you be a good girl. You be nice for daddy." I stayed totally still. His hands wandered between my legs, touching me through my panties, tracing the outer lips of my vagina. It felt good and bad and confusing, and I drenched my underwear. "Uh-oh," he said. "My little girl's all wet for me. Did you get yourself all wet for daddy? Is that what you did?" I couldn't answer. I just let him keep touching and stroking and playing. When he pressed up against my leg and I felt his hard cock, I thought that alone was going to make me come. That insistence of his cock brushing against my thigh. "We have to be really quiet, Lisa," he said softly. "Mommy's asleep in the other bed, and we don't want to wake her. Then she'd know what I know. She'd know just what a bad girl you are. What a sinful little girl you are. I'd have to punish you severely if she ever found that out. Do you understand me?" I nodded. "Good girl," he said. "That's my good girl." He spooned against me, lifting my nightgown, lowering my panties, and entering me from behind. His hands wandered over the front of my nightgown, cupping my breasts. He pressed his lips to my ear, whispering, "My girl is getting so big now, isn't she? Look at the way your breasts fill my hands." He rubbed my nipples against the flat of his palms, and they stood at attention, poking against the flannel fabric of my nightgown. "Yes, she is. Nice and big for me." and look at how hard your little nips get. I only have to brush them lightly. His voice was a husky whisper, as if he were honestly trying to keep quiet. His cock throbbed inside me, and he brought one hand to the front of my body, raising my nightgown and placing his fingers against my pussy. He pressed against me, finding the wetness, then locating my clit and sliding his fingers over and around it. I moaned at the sensation, and instantly he hissed. Didn't I say to be quiet? We're going to have to go outside behind the house for a little punishment session, if you can't control yourself. Look over on that chair, Lisa. I turned my head slightly. See Daddy's belt? I murmured an assent. I'm going to have to tie your bottom with that belt if you can't keep yourself under control. You know that belt if you can't keep yourself under control. You know what that feels like, don't you? Don't you know what it feels like to have your bottom thrashed by my belt, Lisa? His fingers played me. They stroked up and down, and I tried so hard to do what he said. To be quiet and behave. I'd never been that turned on before. Not when he used masking tape to bind me over one of the little desks in his classroom, slapping the wooden ruler on my naked haunches. Not when we snuck off at his sister's wedding and fucked during the reception. This was it, my pinnacle. The dirtiest thing I could think of, and it made me weak. I didn't moan again, but my breathing came hard and fast. You need to be quiet, he said in that hushed, menacing tone. Daddy gets so tired of having to punish you. Why can't you be a good girl, Lisa? Why can't you be good for me, like your sister? That did it. That made me come. Sick and twisted and over the top. I leaned back against him and let the trip tide of orgasm slam through me. He gripped his arms around me, bucking faster and faster until he reached it too, pulling out to come all over my backside, holding me tight so I couldn't turn around to face him to see whatever expression of horror would reflect my own. What had we done? What had we just done? What line did we cross? Where would we go from here? Bad girl, was all he said. Lips against my ear. I always knew you were a really bad girl, Lisa. And bad girls get punished. Why don't you go over there and get my belt so we can deal with this? Go on and get it for me. You know you deserve it, Lisa. He shook his head. Such a bad girl. Bad girl. I thought as I stood and walked to the chair. That's what I am. That's what I was the whole time. I just hadn't known it for sure. Bad Girl by Allison Tyler and read by Bon Voice or Malaya. Have a great night. Mwah.